Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a new council year. We obviously have a lot of items that we're going to be working on this year. I first want to go over the normal housekeeping items. Cell phones on buzz or vibrate or off, please. We will continue to do the 90-minute breaks. I have one change in the agenda that I'm aware of, the 115 item, which is the Science Center Draft Strategic Plan. We are not going to have that today. Bill Karp is ill and will not be here. I would also like to take this opportunity to welcome the new members to the council. We will shortly get you sworn in and teach you all the secret handshake. I would also like to welcome John Bullard as the new regional administrator. He's obviously been around these meetings before, but now that he's officially at the head table, I wanted to welcome him as well. I will also extend a welcome to Admiral Abel once he gets here. I'm told he's going to be here in a short while. With that, are there any other changes to the agenda that council members have? Okay, we will move right on to the swearing in of the new council members. I will turn it over to the regional administrator.
Well, I have everyone present. Would you raise your right hand and repeat after me? Please state your name. As a duly appointed member of the Regional Fishery Management Council. Established under the Magnuson-Stevens Fishery Conservation and Management Act. Hereby promise to conserve and manage the living marine resources of the United States of America by carrying out the business of the council for the greatest overall benefit of the nation. I recognize my responsibility to serve as a knowledgeable and experienced trustee of the nation's marine fisheries resources, being careful to balance competing private or regional interests, and always aware and protective of the public interest in those resources. I commit myself to uphold the provisions, standards, and requirements of the Magnuson-Stevens Fishery Conservation and Management Act, and other applicable law, and shall conduct myself at all times according to the rules of conduct prescribed by the Secretary of Commerce. This oath is given freely and without mental reservation or purpose of evasion. Congratulations.
Congratulations to all of the new council members. And we will move on to the third item of the agenda, which is the election of this year's council officers. I will turn the meeting over to Gene Martin.
Thank you, Chairman. Your materials is, I just want to double check with Paul on this, is the election of officers guidelines in the binder materials, Paul, or do I need to just go over that? Do you know? Do you know if the election of officers, is that in the, okay, so that should be under tab one, and this describes the election process for officers. Will be electing a chair, a vice chair, and depending on who is elected chair, either two or three members of the executive committee, for the council. If the current chair is reelected, then there'll be three open executive committee slots. If there's a new council chair elected, there will be only two executive committee slots because the immediate ex-chair becomes an automatic member of the executive committee for the following year. So the way we'll conduct this is I'll ask for nominations for each office, and then once we have nominees, you'll each use the ballots that are provided at your position here and make your selections. If for the chair and vice chair, there can be essentially any number of nominees for those. If there are two candidates, of course, the one with the majority will win. If there are more than two candidates for chair or vice chair, for example, if there are three candidates and none has a majority in the first round of voting, the candidate receiving the fewest votes will be dropped from the ballot, and then we'll go to election of between the two remaining candidates. If three candidates are nominated and the low two are tied, all three will be kept on the ballot. If four or more candidates are nominated and no one has a majority, the person receiving the fewest votes will be dropped, and if the low two are tied, both will be dropped from the ballot so that you have two candidates left. If the low three are tied, all four will stay on the ballot. Now, the voting will be a little different for executive committee members, which I'll go over at the time we do that. So are there any questions about the general rules and policies for the voting procedure at this time? And assisting me today will be, I think, a designee from the U.S. Coast Guard. Is that right, Captain DeCola? And we will be collecting the ballots after each vote and counting them outside the room and coming back in with the results. So everyone find your ballots, which should be stapled together at your seat. And we're going to go immediately to the voting for the nomination of chair. And at this time, I'd like to open the floor to nominees for chair of the council. Yes, Dave.
Thank you. I'd like to nominate Rip Cunningham to continue as chair.
Okay. Rick Cunningham is nominated. There's no second required for these nominations. That's number six on your ballot. Are there any other nominees for chair of the council? Okay, I don't see any other nominees, in which case, is there any objection to declaring by acclamation that Rip is the chair for the next term for the council? Okay, seeing none, by acclamation, Rip, congratulations, you're the chair once again. All right, let's move now to nominees for the vice chair. The floor is now open. Doug?
Thank you. I'd like to nominate David Gaethel for vice chair.
Okay. Number nine. David Gaethel is number nine on your list, has been nominated for vice chair. Yes, Terry?
I'd like to nominate Mary Beth Tooley as vice chair.
Okay. Mary Beth Tooley has been nominated for vice chair. She is number 18 on the ballot. Dave?
Yeah, I would like to nominate Terry Stockwell for vice chair.
Okay, Terry Stockwell has been nominated, and he is number 17 on the ballot. Matt? Or, no, sorry, Dave?
Yes, I'd like to nominate Frank Blount.
Okay, Frank Blount has been nominated. He's number 4 on your ballot. Are there any other nominees for vice chair? Do I have a motion to close the nominations? Dave? Okay, second? It's been seconded by Peter. Nominations are closed. All right, everyone, this will be the first ballot that you have since the chair was elected by acclamation. Please put ballot number 1 at the top, and this is for vice chair. The nominees are, in order as they appear on the ballot, number 4, Frank Blount, number 9, David Gaethel, number 17, Terry Stockwell, number 18, Mary Beth Tooley. Is that correct? Did I get those correct? All right, so vote for one person by putting an X in the blank across from the person's name, and only one person, and then fold your ballots in half, and we'll come around and pick them up. Okay, there was no majority votes cast for any one candidate. According to the rules here, and double check me if I'm reading them wrong, if four more candidates, which we have here, are nominated and no one has a majority, the person receiving the fewest votes will be dropped. And in this case, the person receiving the fewest votes was Frank Blount. So that means we have three candidates remaining. Number 9, Doug Gaethel. Number 17, Terry Stockwell, and number 18, Mary Beth Tooley. So put number 2 on your next ballot and vote for one of those three remaining candidates. With an X, fold it in half, and somebody will pick it up. Congratulations to Terry Stockwell. He's been elected as the new vice chair of the council. Okay, now we will be electing three members of the executive committee because the chair from last term was reelected. So we have three openings for executive committee members. And it's a slightly different voting procedure here. We're trying to elect the three through a single slate of candidates. So because there are three openings, you will vote for three separate individuals on your ballot, and we will count all of the votes, and those receiving the largest number of votes, and even though the explanation here says a simple majority, Paul pointed out that was a holdover from prior years. That should not have been in there. We're going by plurality. In other words, the three highest vote-getters will be the three new executive committee members, whether they have a majority or not. Keep that in mind as I open up the floor for nominations. So the floor is now open for nominations for executive committee. David.
I'd like to nominate Doug Grout.
Okay, Doug Grout has been nominated, number 10. Yes, Mr. Balzano.
Yes, I'd like to nominate Mary Beth Tooley.
Okay, Mary Beth Tooley has been nominated, number 18. Are there other nominees? Yes, Laura?
I'd like to nominate Tom Dempsey.
Okay, Tom Dempsey has been nominated. Terry?
Yep. I'd like to nominate Dave Preble.
Okay, Dave Preble has been nominated, number 15. Are there any other nominees? Yes, Mark.
I'd like to nominate Frank Blount.
Okay, Frank Blount, number four, has been nominated. Other nominees? Frank?
I'd like to nominate Dave Pierce.
Okay, David Pierce has been nominated. Any other nominations? Seeing none, do we have a motion to close the nominations? Tom, and seconded by Laura. All those in favor? All opposed? Okay, the ayes have it. The nominations are closed. Now, by my count, we have six candidates. Number four, Frank Blount. Number seven, Tom Dempsey. Number 10, Doug Grout. Number 14, David Pierce. Number 15, Dave Preble. And number 18, Mary Beth Tooley. Now, vote for three of those six, and only three. And we'll tally those to see if there is a clear plurality for three of the votes. What's that? Yes, this will be ballot number four, if you fill that in at the top of the ballot. Thank you.